Hi there. Welcome to Killer in the Family podcast. I'm Carl.
And I'm Sarah.
Yay! Welcome to a bonus episode of Killer in the Family podcast. It's going to be a short episode, which is an interview with my friend and podcast fan, Sarah. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Sarah. I've known Claire for quite a while now. We're very good friends. But I'm also a teacher, a yoga teacher. So I'm a World Earth Yoga. And I'm just thinking about starting up my own podcast as well. All on meditation and having some quiet space in your day, stuff like that. So that's the plan. So I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
So we have been chatting about how, like, the basics of podcasting today. And as Sarah said, she's a brilliant yoga teacher and I really love all of her classes and retreats, and she does amazing meditation and mantras. I find them really relaxing, so I know that you will do an amazing meditation podcast, and I will promote it and make sure everyone follows you as well.
Thank you mate.
So, and I thought, as we were chatting about podcasts anyway, be a good opportunity to do a little bonus episode and chat all things Killer in the Family. So obviously the stories that we talk about on Killer in the Family are pretty difficult listens.
Pretty tough.
Have there been any episodes in particular, any stories in particular that have sort of stood out to you?
So for me, episode 11 with Emma and Letty. And I think that stood out to me because until you started doing this podcast, I had this weird, I don't know, I can't think of the word, but I thought that this only happened in like somewhere else, not in this country. And the fact that she was born really close to here, and it was very recent, that she was a successful woman, like all of those things aren't something that I would have stereotypically put into this like little, you know, pocket that I had in my head of what this looks like. And I think it's really interesting that you're shining a light on that, because even me as a woman, I stereotype what I think it is. That one particularly, is, I never fail to be completely dumbfounded why they do it, and the kids as well. I can't get my head around it every time. It blows my mind.
And I think, like you say, with Emma and Letty, because Emma was born near here, she was from Lincolnshire, and she went to University of Leeds as well. And I think she's probably similar to our age, and like you say, had, you know, successful career. And I think it does, like you say, just really speak to, it can happen to anyone. And that whole thing about people sort of hiding in plain sight is so true, particularly with familiar side, because so often for a lot of people there's no warning signs, or, you know, they don't understand how it's come to that.
I think as well in that episode, because you were saying about the reason you wanted to do that episode was because of the way the media reported on it afterwards. And that's really quite amazing, isn't it? That they're almost trying to excuse the behaviour of the perpetrator because he was a great guy, or he was this, or she was successful in her job, therefore he was feeling undervalued and like he didn't have any control and and you're like, okay, but you can take control in other ways that don't affect your wife and child.
And there's another podcast I listen to called Going West, and Heath, when the presenter's on that, whenever he talks about sort of someone, you know, killing their partner or family, he's like, get a divorce. I'm like, exactly.
Get a divorce.
And I think that's the thing, isn't it? And it just really frustrated me seeing particularly some of those headlines that were like, oh, was it her successful career that led him to kill her? And you're just like, how is that happening?
How are we still in this place?
Yeah, exactly. And like when Lance and Reinhardt, so when their mum and sister were killed again in Lincolnshire, and they saw all these headlines that called their dad like a great guy and like, you know, a brilliant neighbour, and they're just absolutely aghast because they're like, hang on a second.
He's just killed my mum and sister.
How is anyone calling him an amazing dad and a great guy.
I think it's like when the police say it's an isolated incident, and it's like they almost excuse it by saying that they've almost had a lapse of personality and they're not like that the rest of the time, but actually they are.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they wouldn't be able to do it.
Exactly. And I think if you know, working in domestic abuse, of doing this podcast has taught me anything, whenever you hear someone say it's an isolated incident and he just had red mist, or you know, just lost control of himself for a minute, that's not true. Bottom line, I bet it's not true.
It can't be, can it? It can't be. Mm.
And lots of the things, you know, I know we've had lots of chats, and so with our friends, about lots of the topics on the podcast, particularly one sort of around control and coercive control and thinking about that. Has it made you think of any other sort of issues that we've talked about on the pod, or other topics that you've talked about with people?
I mean, I mean, going back to this episode 11, I think for me, this idea of equality, feminism, patriarchy, all of that, it just really highlights how perhaps in my, you know, narrow world, I feel that there is more equality. I went to an all-girls school. We would, you know, we could have every opportunity. And I believe that that's true, but the hurdles are still there. Mm. And I think the fact that even one paper would report that it was because of her, you know, she had such a great job, it's still not equal. The man is still seeing as needing to have, you know, the high powered job to validate himself.
Yeah.
And I think that has to come from, you know, socialization, upbringing, how everyone talks about it. And I think, men and women need to realize that having that doesn't make you a better person. It's how you live your everyday life.
Absolutely. And I think, as I'm sure everyone who listens to the podcast know, I am a feminist and very up for smashing a patriarchy at all times.
Right there with you, especially on Wednesdays.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking some time to chat to me. It's been just really nice to chat to a fan and a listener and a friend.
Anytime.
And I will be back with another episode of Killer in the Family podcast on Friday. So until then, this has been Killer in the Family podcast. I've been Claire.
I've been Sarah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Love that. Smashed it.
Yeah, man. That was fun.